Welcome to your morning news of note, your quick summary of the top stories that matter to the 2 Marine Expeditionary Force. In Europe, tensions rise as UN experts confirm a North Korean missile landed in Ukraine, violating arms embargoes, while Estonia blames Russia for GPS interference affecting flights, and Ukraine faces increasing pressure on its eastern front. Meanwhile, in Africa, the US urges countries to stop arming Sudan's warring parties to prevent a potential genocide, and US military personnel withdrawal from Niger is still under discussion. On a brighter note, the Ghana Navy, US Navy, and Marine Corps are coming together in Accra for a combined African maritime summit. Within the Marine Corps, new efforts are being made to support dual military families during stressful moves. The Tun Tavern, birthplace of the Marines, may be rebuilt as a tavern, and the U.S. military is constructing a floating pier off Gaza for humanitarian aid. Overseas, Chinese President Xi Jinping's upcoming visits to France, Serbia, and Hungary suggest China is aiming to have a larger role in the global conflict surrounding Russia and Ukraine. Finally, within the 2 Marine Expeditionary Force, members are engaging in naval integration exercises, participating in Fleet Week Miami for the first time in over a decade, refining division-level targeting processes and enhancing combat skills through air delivery training. For links to these stories and more, make sure to check out the Morning News of Note email. Stay informed, stay safe, and have a great day.